For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano. 4 people from our region died in avalanche-related incidents over the weekend. Drew Hardesty is with the Utah Avalanche Center. He says it's been a fairly dry early season for many states around the West. That's leading to a thin snowpack, which means dangerous conditions.
When there's not that much snow on the ground out there, it becomes weak and sugary and cohesionless. And with subsequent storms, those new storms easily overwhelm that weak pre-existing snowpack.
He says the stakes are high for everyone wanting to go on a backcountry trip.
Avalanches are what we call equal opportunity killers.
Hardesty says it's critical for those going out to know what they're doing. At the bare minimum, people should learn how to operate rescue equipment and be able to recognize unstable snowpack.
If they're seeing avalanches running, if they're seeing shooting cracks, or if they're hearing the thunderous and audible collapses, these are clear signs of danger.
Hardesty says avalanche fatalities average 24 every season, most of them here. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.